Okay, this is some thoughts about the Homer Bay Kisumu Area Permaculture Initiative that we have been working on, and that's Paula Gola, Jane as well, Jane Munger, and myself and everybody else. And this is also for Stella, because I want you to sort of keep a hand on this. So what we've been doing, I'm trying to think about how the best way to do this. And what everybody, I need to make clear, is that I can't deviate very far outside of the original project outline that I submitted, and there's lots of reasons for that. And I've had a meeting with the funders last week, and they're kind of pulling me up on a couple of points. I mean, they're kind of happy with the work. I need to keep better records and keep better records of money that we spent, and say they're not happy with sort of deviation from the original plan. So I need to make those kind of things really clear with them before we make any kinds of changes. So that's that. And see, the original plan that I submitted, and it's not that it can't change, it's that we have to discuss it in advance with the funders. The original plan that I submitted was to run a PDC on Fangano Island with George Uko and Bernard. I can't think of his second name. He's a head teacher at one of the schools there, and George is the trustee of a different school. And they came to in 2018. They came all the way to Masaka. We worked at Sanjay for the PDC we did there. They sadly weren't able to stay the whole time because the school holidays were different in Kenya, and they had to return. So later on that year, I went to visit them, and I visited Paul in Homer Bay. So I've all the time had the thing in mind that. So firstly, to say, Paul, it's what you did in Homer Bay that originally inspired this project. And the whole idea of the sort of Academy of Permaculture came about through thinking, but watching what you did and how you learned and so forth, which is you took the ideas from the course, you went back to your community, and you started your own training centre, which was very impressive. And you've been able to have an impact locally, training dozens, if not probably hundreds of farmers, introducing them to permaculture. The other thing you did, which was really noteworthy, is you developed a demonstration plot, a demonstration sort of centre, so that people can see the ideas. It's much more powerful than just talking about things, is actively seeing them and working with them. And so I'm very excited. I was always interested, the coincidence, the fact that Paul obviously is a Luo speaking community, and the islands is the same, slightly marginalised group of people. And really worthwhile supporting through permaculture. I imagined a synergy between Paul and what he's doing at Homer Bay and what's going on at the island, and that we could sort of use some of Paul's resources and expertise. Now, 2018, Jane, you came to also to the Sanjay PDC, and you've been very active in your community since. And of course, we've all suffered the challenges from the pandemic as well. And Jane, you've been supporting female-led households in your community. Really, really important work that you're doing, showing people how to kitchen gardens and things. Now, I just wanted to support you, and I just thought it's great what you're doing, and we've sent some resources your way. Now, that is a sort of a deviation from the project plan, but which is what one of the things that they're talking to me about. But I've also thought we've got a set of assets in a relatively close area, and you have to tell me if I'm wrong about this. Maybe it's a bit more difficult to move around and more expensive than what I'm realizing. But I thought, there's Jane just north of Kisumu, there's Paul south of Kisumu or west of Kisumu, and then actually there's a permaculture training center in Kisumu, plus then there's the aspiration to do something on Fangano. So we need to somehow bring all of those together and tie that into a coherent project that perhaps has some stepping stones to build it, but that results in us delivering some training on Mfandano, and then helping establish some kind of permaculture demonstration plot, most likely at the school where George is resident and working. He doesn't live there, but he's where he's working. He's a head teacher. So those are the things I'd like to do. But and then also I can see that I wanted. I'm trying to think about how can we use, Paul's experience to support Jane and what she's doing, and then and so that was what Paul then put together, sort of a little 5-day training plan, which he submitted to me, and thank you very much for the Paul for that, Paul. I can see you worked hard on that. When I discussed that with the funders, they weren't that keen. They felt it was a bit expensive and a bit of a deviation from the core of this part of the project. So I've been sat scratching my head since, trying to think about how we can get the best out of that. Paul, you told me you thought you'd still really like just to go and visit Jane's place and understand what's there. And what I've said to Jane is this idea about buying land and expanding the project is outside of the brief of what we're funded to do, but we're very interested and excited that she's doing it, and that maybe we need to write another project application about that. I'm not sure who to send it to, but it just seems really important. So these are just my first thoughts on this. I'm just going to pause for a moment. So some questions for you to consider. What is the easiest and cheapest way to get you guys together? If we were to run a training program, the funders said they would quite like it if it could happen at Paul's center because he seems resourced for that, and that's like sort of the core of within the core of our project network. So, but that doesn't necessarily mean. So, if is there a way for Paul to go and visit Jane, and for you to meet and see the position, take some photos for us, without it being too expensive? And then, is there also a way? Second question: is there a way for Jane and Paul to travel to Kisumu and visit this permaculture education center there? Because I think we should be talking to these people and finding out what else is in the area. And then the next thought, the final thought is about how we will work with Mfangano Island in the next step. Hang on a sec. I think the other thing that I just need to address is obviously Jane's own ambitions for her project. And I know you had some support from Maura Gamble as well. And we've sort of supported you a little bit as best we can. So I think in terms of trying to buy land and set up a project, it's really, really aspirational. That's really good. That's definitely a separate thing. So again, if perhaps Paul can help you collect that information and present that might make it more possible. You need to gain evidence of need. You need to explain very clearly why the project is needed. Now that might seem obvious. That might seem obvious. Or people are poor, people are needy. Yeah, but how poor and how needy? How did you measure that? These are always the questions that funding people want to know. And what impact will the project have on people? How will it help them? And in what way will it help them? And how will you measure the success of the project? Again, these are the kind of questions that Stella is used to asking. And we need to think about who would own the land, how it would be managed, and things like that. So this will be a process, Jane. I can't pretend it's going to be easy, but we do achieve difficult things by breaking them down into steps, bit by bit. And for me, you can correct me if you think I'm wrong. For me, I think the first thing is to build a strong team in the Homer Bay area. That's building the connection between Jane, between Paul, finding out about the Kisumu Centre, communicating with George and Bernard in Mfangano. And using the skills of Stella to help us put together a good project bid. So thank you for listening, and I hope that this is going to help move it forward. Greetings and a very good day to you all.